going to be all right.
It's 7 past the hour on Doug Steffens Good Day, and time for us to talk a little bit of food with our resident chef, Chef Louie. As Doug's making his way across the country, he's in Phoenix this morning. He's out walking Charlotte, letting her do her duties.
She's already done
literally.
She's already done her duties. She's done okay.
Yeah. She's okay.
Yeah. Okay. So we're going to talk food safety here with Doug. With everybody's out in the kitchen cooking, everybody's got a bunch of food laying around. How do you not kill yourself?
Stay away from Roberta's house.
That's stay away from Doug's cooking. That's one way.
Yeah, right. Well, there won't be any of that. We are trying to spread some joy and cheer and create great memories. What better way to do it than with food for Christmas? So what do we need to be aware of? What's the first thing, Louie, we have to be aware of?
Well, you know, Doug, there's some things that are very unique to Christmas dinners, more so than any other dinner time. You know, like Thanksgiving is pretty much formal. You sit at a table, the courses come out, eat, it's done and over with. But Christmas is more of a leisure dinner. And we found that a lot of people also mix at Christmas, not just ham or not just turkey, but maybe both, a ham and a turkey, or a few different items, and they buffet style it. So the first thing you got to remember is be careful of any cross-contamination during prep. All right, and that includes your utensils and your hands. And one of the biggest tips that I could give, okay, let's say you're working with a turkey or any poultry for that matter, and you
I work with four of them every day.
Oh, yeah. You're so funny.
And we have one big chicken, Louie.
But you know, with the knives, I don't put mine in the dishwasher because I like my handles to stay nice. And the dishwasher tends to dry out the wood handle.
Right.
Really?
Handles.
That's interesting. That's a point.
But when you go to
hold on a second. Don't go beyond that. I
never put big knives in the
interesting point.
Only put butter knives in the dishwasher.
Exactly.
I have done that. Apparently that, I don't know. Now that I think about it, I'm thinking about the wooden handles on some of my
I don't put anything
knives.
Wood in in the dishwasher. And
really?
I don't put any of my knives, Henkel knives in the dishwasher either.
That's a good set. You want to be
so
careful.
It ruins them.
So that's an interesting and important tip.
With wood handles, every once in a while I take some fine grit sandpaper and I just sand the handles lightly and I throw a little bit of coconut oil on them.
Ooh, nice.
I found the last time I ate at your house, using sandpaper to just clean up the food was an important
first step. That's how I clean fruits and vegetables.
Uh-huh. All right.
But you're right about the handles. I mean, you got to be real careful. Plus, you know, the detergent used in dishwashers is extremely, extremely corrosive. Very strong, a lot stronger than what you use in a sink.
Mm-hmm.
And that could ruin the edge on a good knife. Plus, you're not drying it quickly. It's going to dry. It's air drying inside there. Hurts the sharp edge. But you got to be careful. You don't throw your sharp knives into a sink, a soapy sink, because you put your hand in there and you can't see what you're grabbing, and
right.
Then you can do, you cut yourself.
Right.
So wash them by hand one at a time. Put them back into the sink. Spray them with a little bit of a solution of 10% bleach and the rest water. Give them one good squirt. Dry them. Put them away. Get them out of sight because you can hurt yourself. And you're not going to cross-contaminate between poultry and hams or anything
so
like that.
So let me clarify on the cross-contamination thing.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I always knew chicken, okay, you use a utensil or a cutting board with chicken, you immediately wash that, you don't put any other foods on it, you don't touch any other foods with the knife or the fork or the cutting board. But, you know, I don't know that I really ever thought about turkey or any other kind of poultry. It's all across the board, poultry.
Poultry across the board. Duck does not count because it's a waterfowl. And duck does not have the same bacteria that poultry, that yard
so
birds have.
Are there any other foods that we need to worry about cross-contamination?
Well, you know, there is. And when the second rule, okay, of food safety, which is kind of neat, will dispel any, will keep you from harming yourself with any other cross-contamination.
Okay.
The second rule is foods have to stay within 100-degree law. 40 degrees and lower is safe for cold foods. 140 and above for hot foods. Okay, like you take your turkey out of the oven. It's 165 degrees. It'll sit for a good hour, hour and a half, and it'll stay above 140 degrees. Once it hits, okay, and this is what happens at Christmas. You're sitting around, you're eating, mm-hmm. watching a ball game, and the food sits out because it's like a buffet style. It's very leisurely at Christmas. It has to be. It should be. Well, you've got 2 hours before bacteria takes over And I like to use a 1 hour rule because I'm not gonna stretch it. Once food gets below 140 degrees, you got about an hour before the bacteria takes over on it. Then, once you have it cooled, it has to stay at 40 degrees or lower refrigerator temperatures to maintain that food safety rule. Once it goes above 40 degrees, like a chilled piece of turkey or meat, okay, it goes above 40 degrees, you've got an hour or so before it starts growing bacteria again. So you got that 100 degree swing, okay, 40 and 140. And the contamination, the cross-contamination, once bacteria is on one food, okay, it doesn't have to be a systemic bacteria that only is only unique to poultry, because then you can cross-contaminate with your fork. Oh, I'm going to grab a piece of turkey, and then I'll grab a piece of ham. Well, that fork is just contaminated. Any bacteria that's on one item to the other.
Okay, so let me ask you this.
Uh-huh.
This is going to be the dumb guy question. What if you let the...
The role of the dumb guy.
Yeah, played by Jennifer Horn.
Yeah, I get to be the dumb guy because I have to answer it.
Yeah. No, but what if you leave the food out and then you put it in the refrigerator? Does that kill the bacteria or is it still contaminated even if you bring it to the right temperature?
Oh, Jennifer, you are amazing to ask that.
That's not a dumb question.
That brings us to number three.
I would have never thought that.
You wouldn't have?
No. Oh, no. You know, let me tell you something. Here's what happens. Let's say you have a big, you know, big pile of stuffing, for example. And it's hot, and you want to, and you put it in the refrigerator. You say, I'm going to be real careful. I'm throwing this in the fridge. It's probably about 100, 110 degrees after it's been sitting out for an hour or so. All of a sudden, you take a 110-degree pile of maybe 2 pounds of stuffing and put it in your fridge, and that 37, 38-degree refrigerator climbs up to 45 degrees within 10, 15 minutes.
Interesting.
Now you've got bacteria that can grow anywhere. Okay? So the smart thing to do with leftovers is break it up into smaller piles, okay? You got 2 pounds of stuffing, you got a big pile of turkey. Slice it up into little half-pound, one-pound packages and put them in the fridge. They'll cool so much faster and quicker than it takes for the fridge to get up above 40 degrees.
Let me give you an example of how this plays in my world on the dairy farm. This is the best example I can think of how right Louis is. When the milk comes out of the cow, it's at 104 degrees because that's normal temperature of a cow. So the milk's going to be the temperature of the cow. The milk comes down the pipeline, goes through a cooler, and in 14 seconds it goes from 104 degrees to 54 degrees. It goes into a big tank, and within a minute it's down to 40 degrees, and within 4 minutes it's down to 34 degrees, and that's where it stays until it's used. If you get it above 40 degrees, I can tell you this because I've had this problem. When the tank didn't work properly and the milk didn't get cool fast enough, and they come in and test the milk and find the bacteria counts and the other things that are in there, that through the roof, it takes zero time for these things to grow because they are everywhere.
Wow.
Salmonella, E. coli, Listeria, all of these things are everywhere in the air. You cannot do anything to keep them out of circulation. You only can do what we are describing here, what Louis is doing such a great job warning you about. What you do is make sure that the temperatures that are recommended, milk especially, or the dairy products, butter, any of that stuff, you keep it under the under 38 degrees. Otherwise, the stuff, the bacteria and the E. coli, all that stuff will grow wildly. And I'm talking about, you know, we had somatic cell counts that go over a million in the milk. And it takes, I mean, it literally takes no time at all for these things to climb into the milk and to ruin it. And the only way to get rid of it is to pasteurize it. But when you pasteurize it the way it's done today, it cooks everything out. Flavor, nutrition, bacteria, everything is gone. So it's a very important thing. Louis is doing a great service here by telling you what you already know probably. How many times have you heard the story about the mayonnaise in the summertime? And what happens when you
It's
up?
Funny. Last night I went to a holiday party, a Christmas party next door, and some of the neighbors were over. And one of the guys, he and I went to this microbrewery, and he's been doing his home brew. And what he found out is that all microbreweries will give you free yeast if you want to do your own home brews because they just can't control it.
Yeah.
They grow this yeast, and it just keeps coming and coming and coming, and they're like, we need to get rid of this stuff. So anybody who's doing home brew, they're like, come on, get some of your free yeast.
Yeah. And you know what's amazing, what Doug just brought up? And I cannot thank a guy like you, Doug. I cannot salute you more. The local farmer, and I consider you a local farmer.
I am.
Local
dairy. Proud to be a local farmer, yep.
And what people don't realize, they think that it's a guy with a three-legged stool milking his cow, takes the bucket and throws it in
a
jug.
Not too far from the truth.
It used to be the case, for sure.
Yeah, but what you go through to give a good, quality, safe product is amazing. The money, the effort, the time, because you're in town, you look at people in the eye, people know you, and they trust you for giving them a good product.
Well,
that's what the local farmers do.
That's what the locavore movement is all about, bringing that back around.
Yeah.
And it's interesting how, if you really interview, I get a kick out of some of the hosts of radio programs still underscoring the Operation What's This movement as being all about we want to get all the money from the greedy people that have money. It is no more that in a wholesale means. I know some of the people around where I am in Boston are protesting the government involvement in screwing up the food supply. And, you know, government involvement in all kinds of things is the major part now of what people are protesting around the country, corruption, that kind of stuff. So in this circumstance, we have a choice in this country to get good local food and to be frank about it, in my case, and others who are doing the same thing, and there are only 160 dairies left in the entire state of Massachusetts that are providing a product that's 10 times better than what you get from the giant conglomerates. That can be said for meat, can be said for poultry, can be said for veggies, he said for all of that stuff. But once you get it away from the farm, it's your job to make sure that the quality of the food is maintained. It's not the job of the farmer. You need to know what you're doing. That's why the service of Louis is important. So we'll continue in this vein. Food safety, what are you preparing for food for Christmas? What have you done? It's the fourth day of Hanukkah or the fifth? Fourth day of Hanukkah, I think, right? Big festival of food for Jewish folks as well. And so you know, embrace all that stuff because it is so much fun. And Louis, by the way, has done such a great job. He's going to be enshrined in one of the wax museums. Rich, I don't know if you heard that or not.
Yeah, well, everybody gets to take a whack at me.
That's right. Yeah, that's it, right? It's 19 after the hour on Good Day.
Good things come to those who wait, like Macy's last-minute gift sale with 25 to 60% savings, plus an extra 15 or 10% off with your Macy's card or pass. Diamond accent hoops or freshwater pearl studs, $99. Sweaters for him and her, 40 to 50% off. Sleepwear, 40% off. Massagers from Sharper Image, Homedics, and Conair, 50% off. Time's running out. Hurry into Macy's. Savings on regular sale and clearance prices. Exclusions apply.
8 hours is a long time, especially when your child has a fever. That's why you should use Children's Advil. It can relieve your child's fever for up to 8 hours with just one dose. In fact, nothing works longer than Children's Advil. And the medicine in Children's Advil is the number one pediatrician-recommended children's fever reducer. So when your child has a fever, provide them with relief that will last up to 8 hours with just one dose. Children's Advil, the 8-hour fever reliever.
Among OTC pain relievers, use as directed.
It's the last-minute super sale at Toys R Us. Buy one, get one 50% off all Crayola. Plus buy one, get one 50% off all Monster High dolls and Lego construction sets. Hurry in for huge savings on the hottest, hard-to-find toys of the year. Stores are open 24 hours through Christmas Eve. Only at Toys R Us, the world's greatest toy store.
Hey guys, are weaker testosterone levels taking you out of the game? Are you gaining fat, feeling tired, losing desire in the bedroom? Get back in the game. Call now for a risk-free trial of Ageless Male, a natural supplement shown to raise testosterone by 61% and maintain healthy, normal levels. No injections, no appointments. Just take Ageless Male every day and boost your testosterone by 61%. When your levels are healthy, you can feel energy again, a great outlook again, and yes, a healthy sex drive. The results are life-changing. Beware of cheap knockoffs. Ageless Male is an exclusive formula and the only one proven in research to boost testosterone 61%. Try Ageless Male risk-free. Just call 1-800-497-8255. 1-800-497-8345. 1-800-497-8345. 1-800-497-8345.
Jason Lewis here. With the holidays just around the corner, be sure to consider the greatest gift you can give to your friends and family. Peace of mind. That's why I choose WiseFoodStorage.com. WiseFoodStorage.com offers delicious ready-made meals like cheesy lasagna, savory stroganoff, and pasta Alfredo that are packaged for freshness in individual metal Mylar pouches and carry a 25-year shelf life, and they're ready to eat in minutes. Simply add hot water. Request a free entree sample today at WiseFoodStorage.com, and for a limited time, get free shipping and 10% off of your order. That's right, a free entree, free shipping, and 10% off any order. Just use promo code Lewis. Call 855-FOODWISE. That's 855-366-3947. Or visit wisefoodstorage.com. That's Wise, W-I-S-E, foodstorage.com. Gourmet emergency food at the best price, and the greatest gift you can give to the ones you love this holiday season.
Birthdays are a part of Christmas as well. We all know the people who have Christmas birthdays around Christmas. My daughter's one of them. And so what do? You have a good time, maybe a big party once instead of twice, Richie.
My wife is Christmas Day birthday baby.
Right.
We do it in July 25th. We do her birthday.
That's a good idea. All right, so on the birthday list for December 23rd is Jorma Kaukonen, who is the guitarist with the Jefferson Airplane. I think he went on to be with Jefferson Starship as well. We have lots of great songs. He was responsible for writing It's No Secret, Running Around the World, Somebody to Love, White Rabbit. Who doesn't remember that, right? So many others. He was a member of the group Hot Tuna as well.
I remember them, yes.
Earlier on. Okay, next up on the list, let's see here. I wish we could celebrate Jerry Kuzman, the great baseball pitcher, his birthday this date, 1942. Elizabeth Hartman, actress, who was in a number of different shows, birthday 1943. Harry Shearer, an actor, actually he plays various voice roles in The Simpsons. Mr. Shearer has been involved in The Return of Spinal Tap, The Fisher King.
Yes.
This is a guy who's been around a lot. He started in Saturday Night Live, as a matter of fact. I didn't realize that. But he's the voice of both Smithers and Otto the Bus Driver in The Simpsons.
Big roles.
Right, exactly.
Smithers is great.
Susan Lucci's birthday is today. Born in 1946, 8-time Emmy Award-winning for All My Children. Here's Ron. What's this?
This is Susan Lucci singing.
Oh, I didn't know she had a...
She sings. She goes on the road with Regis, actually.
Oh, does she? I didn't know that. Oh, we skipped Ron Bushy's birthday, Richie, the drummer with Iron Butterfly.
The drum. You hear the drummer for Anna Gatta DeVita, Iron Butterfly. That's classic.
Making a lot of noise, that's for sure. Okay, let's see. Next on the list is Adrian Belew. I have the slightest idea who this person is.
Couldn't tell you either. Apparently he plays the Hufflepuff flugelhorn.
The flugelhorn.
The flugelhorn.
So let's move on to something cool like Pearl Jam.
Yeah. Eddie Vedder, who's the lead singer with Pearl Jam, is 47 today. Real name Eddie Vedder Muller, born this date 1964.
Great band.
He was responsible for putting together and producing 10, which is a big LP for them. Did you know that?
That's their biggest album, yes.
Yeah.
Well, seen them in concert many times. Good stuff.
A little more. I'm going to give them a little more room, if you know what I mean. The World Series of this kind of intrigues me, these sorts of stories. There's a very big academic deal that pits some of the smartest teenagers in our country against one another. And so we've got some more on that from Kate Brooks.
How about using Xbox 360 to help veteran amputees walk better? Or maybe your smartphone to diagnose infants at risk of a deadly disease? That's what was being researched by some 1,500 of our nation's brightest high school students as part of the 2011 Siemens competition in math, science, and technology. This year's top individual winner of a $100,000 scholarship is Angela Zhang from Cupertino, California, for her cancer research.
I created something like the Swiss Army knife of cancer treatment, and that it can find cancer, then it can eradicate cancer, and then you can monitor the treatment response.
Thomas McCausland is the Siemens Foundation's chairman of the board.
These students are very exceptional. So these are presentations that are clearly going to make an impact on what the answers are for very complex questions for healthcare and the environment for the future of our country.
For more information, log on to Siemens-Foundation.org. That's Newsbreak from Siemens.
It is 28 after the hour on the Doug Good Day program.
The National Cancer Act is 40 years old today. So what advances have we made?
A person's chance of surviving cancer, you know, once newly diagnosed, is better than two-thirds.
I'm Aileen Ellis with this health update from Primetime Focus. When it was enacted, the law beefed up the National Cancer Institute, quadrupled its budget, and appointed a director who reports directly to the president.
Essentially coordinating a national effort in the fight against cancer.
Dr. Richard L. Schiltzky is chief of hematology oncology at the University of Chicago. He says now we know a lot more about what makes cancer tick.
What drives the spread of cancer, what stimulates the growth, and a lot of it is genetic mutation.
Now we have new drugs that target specific abnormalities, and there have been huge advances in the treatment of melanoma and kidney cancer. You can get all the specifics on each type of cancer, including the progress that's been made and the latest treatment options at cancerprogress.net. This website also prioritizes next steps. Basically, the answer is more research, the development of more effective drugs, and the speed up of publicly funded clinical trials to get results faster. Top priorities include further study of immediate treatments after diagnosis, more tumor analysis so specific individualized treatments can be refined, and cancer in children. That's Primetime Focus, brought to you by AARP. I'm Aileen Ellis. Hear all our programs on the web at aarp.org/radio.
Most elves are born to make toys, cobble shoes, or dance on elfyourself.com. But OfficeMax found the world's only advertising pitch elf.
Do you want to give laptops instead of bath towels? Bam! Gifts for less than OfficeMax. Like the Toshiba 5353 laptop with 4 gigs of memory and a Pentium processor for only $379.99. Save $120 instantly. Knowledgeable staff are standing by.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
The perfect water for drinking, bathing, and cleaning. Right at your fingertips? Yes, you can now have the most powerful water ionizer on the market for less than half the price of competitors. The Genesis Platinum Water Ionizer from GibsonsHealth.com creates the perfect drinking water of 9.5 pH, automatically cleans every time you use it, and even tells you when to change filters. Other 7-plate water ionizers are priced at $2,000 or even $3,000. But the Genesis Platinum is only $16.95. Get yours today at GibsonsHealth.com. Under Nutritionals, be sure to click on Essential Oils for Aromatic Liquids Extracted from a Broad Range of Flowers, Stems, Seeds, and Bark. And to really balance your body, click on Go Green, the most complete green drink available, necessary for survival. All this and more are found at GibsonsHealth.com. Call 800-388-6844. That's 800-388-6844 or GibsonsHealth.com. Healthful living since 1974.
Folks, have you lost your power and wanted to simply flip a switch to get the lights back on? If so, this is going to be the most important message you'll ever hear, because there's never been a better time to get ready for the winter power outages ahead. Here's why. Solar power generators are now available from our friends at Solutions from Science, one of our oldest sponsors. Their emergency backup systems provide life-saving electrical power when you need it most. Unlike gas generators, a solar generator runs quietly, emits no fumes, and produces electricity from the sun. It's like having an electric power plant running quietly in your own home. Whether it's ice storms, brownouts, or blackouts, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. When the power goes out this winter, you'll be ready with a solar power generator from Solutions from Science. Go to mysolarbackup.com for more information. That's mysolarbackup.com or call 877-327-0365.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy-free, contains all natural and certified organic ingredients, contains no preservatives or animal products, supports a healthy digestive and immune system, supports weight loss, improves absorption of food nutrients, aids in controlling yeast infections, is never freeze-dried, and uses three groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraGanix.com, Terraganics.com. Or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM-1, the raw probiotic.
Hi, this is Doug Steffen.
This is Rich McFadden.
Jennifer Horn.
Roberta Fastinelli.
Heather.
From everybody at Doug Steffen's Good Day, we want to wish you the merriest of Christmases and all the best of the new year.
We wish you a Merry Christmas. We wish you a Merry Christmas. A very Merry Christmas. And a Happy New Year.
Just hear those sleigh bells jingle and ring ting. Tingle into.
Come on.
Come on. It's lovely new weather for a sleigh ride together with you.
My voice is like butter.
Outside the snow is falling and friends are calling.
Yoo-hoo!
Yoo-hoo! Come on. It's lovely weather for a sleigh ride together with you.
We're gliding along with the song of a wintering fairyland.
Nice and rosy and comfy and cozy.
This does it, Richie.
Yes, it does.
I could listen to that version of this over and over and over again. Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year from the Good Day program. Some of the stories people are talking about, the mother and father and the little boy. You see the video of this kid? Well, actually, of all of them. What the heck has... the car was on ice. It was a GMC sort of a van. And it was on the ice. And it slipped over off the road. And somehow got the plow came along and just heaved snow on it. And then more snow came down. They couldn't get out of the car. So they were in it for 2 days. Amazing.
Yeah, the guy was finally able to get a hold of his brother on his cell phone, and they tracked him down. And the parents, everybody's fine. Apparently the five-year-old little girl, I think it was, is fine, and the parents have pneumonia, but they're expected to be okay.
Yeah, they'll be okay.
Can you imagine that being trapped in your car? Just another case. So having a bucket of food in your truck.
Yeah, Richie, you have sort of a clue to this. Last night you went to a party, but you were smart enough to go next door. There's a story about a guy floating around today who went to Christmas party apparently last night or the night before, and he brought his son with him, 9 years old.
Mm.
Apparently the kid was sleeping in the van.
I heard about that.
That he was too drunk to drive, so he has this 9-year-old kid drive him home.
Yeah.
No.
Mm. He's winning awards for parenting, huh?
What in the name of God gives somebody? How are you so clueless
and so selfish?
Yeah, that this is how you handle yourself.
And that kid's always going to remember that.
Well, at 9 years old.
Yep, you know, having to drive daddy home.
Unbelievable. So there are these Christmas joys, but there are always these Christmas stories. I'm more interested in spreading joy, frankly. This is the time when we feel good, and we ought to feel good not artificially, but because we really are good. There's so many things we have to be.
Well, but the artificial is so much fun sometimes, yeah. And tastes good too.
Hi, Daggy. Yeah. Merry Christmas.
Yeah. Happy New Year, boys and girls. So I just got an email from Verizon.
Uh-oh.
That supplies me with the Fios, mm-hmm. And this is their ad. Spend the holidays playing with your new toys, not tangled in wires. This is a way you can use your gaming console with Verizon online support. They have connected how-tos, Richie.
Yeah.
How does this work? The only reason I bring it up is because I'm sure a lot of people who have Verizon are getting this in their email.
Define this. Read the rest of it. Let me hear it.
Spend the holidays playing. Well, what it is the toys that you get, the 3D TV, the tablet, the gaming console, some of these other things that are hot this year that require a screen.
Yeah.
Apparently, you can hook them up without wires anymore.
Oh, yeah.
Blu-ray, DVD players, mm-hmm. That kind of stuff. I didn't realize. How do you do that? Is it the same?
A lot of the televisions are... Excuse me.
Yeah.
Coming with Wi-Fi now. Yeah. So you can connect your device to the television screen.
All right, never mind. I don't want to talk anymore.
Thank you.
Forget
it. Ew.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Yeah. Ew is right. So... here are some ideas in terms of the gadgets that we were talking about. Those of you who have last-minute needs, and this is something that would go in that Verizon thing, the cockpit flight simulator that apparently is around now. It gives you the ability to learn how to fly or to feel like you're flying in the cockpit of an airplane. It costs $1,000. And you can get it from Hammacher Schlapper.
I love Hammacher Schlammacher. My favorite catalog.
Now, but I'm wondering whether this is made in China. If I go through this, is this stuff all going to be made in China?
Sure it is. Yes.
Probably, yeah. Hey, but you know, we asked on Facebook today, Dougie, about the most original gift you've ever given or received.
Yes, yeah. Ma'am.
And yes. Patrick Sanchez says he got a Santa Ninja Turtle, which sounds really cool to me.
Ninja?
Yeah, remember the Ninja Turtles?
Yeah, Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles.
Leonardo, Michelangelo,
those guys.
Yeah.
Right, okay.
All right, Sam Bartlow said he doesn't know if he's ever given or received unusual gifts. He has done some jokes with his gifts, though. For example, one Christmas he wrapped a present he got for his nephew, but he attached a note with a picture of Uncle Sam from the 1930s, since that's what he calls him. His name is Sam. And the caption read, "Uncle Sam wants you, ... to open this present."
Aww.
Very cute and clever.
That's cool.
And then Rebecca, this is why I had to tell you about it, Dougie. Rebecca got her baby doggy for Christmas. That was her best gift. Her pit bull, Akilah. She's the little baby, so dog for Christmas is kind
but
of
that's
a fun
not, we don't recommend dogs for Christmas. That seems to be against
the... if you're going to take care of it and be responsible, it's okay.
Yeah, I've got to have that. But for young children, dogs at Christmas?
No.
Bad. Not even... it's dumb. Very bad. Idea, so please.
Well, it ends up being the kind of a spontaneous decision. You got to think this through, man.
Yeah, think it through. The food department, again, and some of the other things, I just chucked all of those gadgets that were made in China. I want to go back for a final time to remind you, this is the first year of many, hopefully, and I'll remind you as you approach the holidays to get things that are applicable. First of all, think about who you're buying gifts for. Think what they need, what they like, mm-hmm. And if there's anything that's different that you can give, maybe putting it in a different way, why would you get somebody a gift if you didn't know who they are and what they like? Why would you just get something? I don't even begin to support that. You're going to get something for somebody, know what they like. For example, I would love, if I didn't have my farm, to have somebody get me a CSA subscription to a local producer. I have CSAs on my farm. But what a great way to tell somebody, here's health, here's food. CSAs usually, it depends on where you are. The ones around where we are, $400-$600 for the season. That would be something that you give to someone in your family maybe, or somebody that you really care about. But the local stuff, I've been talking about thinking out of the box when it comes to merchandise that is here not produced at the expense of American labor, but by American labor, or ideas that come. Go to the, get a gift certificate from the barbershop. Give your friend a haircut. Or give the lady that you care about a certificate from a hair salon, right?
Mm-hmm. Or American-made wine. Hello, that's what I guess.
That's a great idea.
Yes. Yeah.
Yep, that's perfect. Anything that comes of food and wine, and there are so many things, cheeses that you can give. Local craftspeople have, you know, there are these fairs that you can get all kinds of things. Isn't there a craft fair pretty much in most communities in the weather?
Oh, yeah. Even in New York, we have Christmas fairs all over the place.
If I were buying Roberta a present, and I didn't know that she could stand in line and get the Broadway tickets for practically nothing, I'd say that would be a great thing to give to somebody in New York. A Broadway,
What's even better?
Hometown theater place, that kind of stuff.
Yeah, what's even better is any of the seat filler, the Broadway seat filler clubs like Theater Mania or Audience Extras or Theater Extras. They're $99 a year. They're $99 a year. You can get two tickets to the shows that they offer. And just in the last day or so, they've had three Broadway shows up. And the tickets are $4.50 as a service charge.
$99
But it's $99 a year. And that's less than what one Broadway show will cost you.
$99 for tickets, my dear.
That's it.
Get them. The other night
on Monday, I saw Harry Connick Jr. in On a Clear Day. The seats that we were in were third row, first mezzanine. They were $142 seats, and we got them for $4.50 through the theater club.
Yeah.
So that's a great, it's a, from the Queen of Jeep, that's a great gift for a native New Yorker, especially someone who lives in Manhattan, because they can respond pretty quickly. A Broadway seat filler.
Yeah. We have a lot of great Queen of Jeep things in there. Last minute Christmas ideas, check those all out. Queen of Jeep box at DougStephan.com.
It's the last minute super sale at Toys R Us. Buy one, get one 50% off all Crayola. Plus buy one, get one 50% off all Monster High dolls and Lego construction sets. Hurry in for huge savings on the hottest, hard to find toys of the year. Stores are open 24 hours through Christmas Eve. Only at Toys R Us, the world's greatest toy store.
Discounted item must be of equal or lesser value to item purchase. Exclusions apply. Store hours may vary. Visit Toys R Us for details.
Chapstick asks, where do lost chapsticks go?
Hi, I'm Rick, and I lose my cherry chapstick a lot. The first 26 times I lost it, I found it laid in my back right pocket. And I'm a lefty, but this time, it's gone, man. And my chapstick has always been there for me. Like that one crazy cold winter, chapstick was my best friend. So if you see it, wait, is this it?
Do you know where your lost chapstick is? Have your say at facebook.com/chapstick. And try new Chapstick Lip Shield 365 with SPF 50 for all season protection. Ultra moisturizing for softer, healthier lips.
Good things come to those who wait, like Macy's last-minute gift sale with 25 to 60% savings, plus an extra 15 or 10% off with your Macy's card or pass. Diamond accent hoops or freshwater pearl studs, $99. Sweaters for him and her, 40 to 50% off. Sleepwear, 40% off. Massagers from Sharper Image, Homedics, and Conair, 50% off. Time's running out. Hurry into Macy's. Savings off regular sale and clearance prices. Exclusions apply.
It is time to address a serious concern. Are you still living on city tap water? It's time you took control over the quality of your home drinking water. The Water Boy from Superior Water gives you great tasting water from every tap in your home. The Water Boy is the whole house system I've had for years, and I love it. The Water Boy is maintenance free, it's self-cleaning, and if you move, it moves with you. Superior Water is 15 years family owned and comes with the best worry-free warranty, an A-plus rating from the Better Business Bureau, and free installation in 2 hours. Call now and you'll save $760 off retail or upgrade any used water system with incredible trade-in opportunities. Credit cards and financing available on your approved credit. Improve the quality of your home drinking water by calling now 1-800-WATERBOY or go to superiorwater.com. But call right now, 1-800-WATERBOY.
Superior's water from every tap. It's a whole house system in a snap. Every water you'll enjoy. Call 1-800-WATERBOY.
In the know, a new Duracell survey reveals nearly 90% of parents want to create a memorable holiday season for their kids. Grammy-nominated musician and dad, Chris Daughtry, has teamed up with the Battery brand for their holiday insurance program.
This holiday season, Duracell is providing helpful tips and giving away this year's hottest toys to Facebook fans each and every hour. In addition, 30,000 Duracell batteries will be donated to kids in need to power their holiday toys.
Find out more at Facebook.com/Duracell.
Most elves are born to make toys, cobble shoes, or dance on elfyourself.com, but Office Max found the world's only advertising pitch elf.
Do you want to give laptops instead of bath towels? Bam! Gifts for less than Office Max! Like the Toshiba 5353 laptop with 4 gigs of memory and a Pentium processor for only $379.99! Save $120 instantly! Knowledgeable staff are standing by! Stop in now!
Gifts for less at Office Max.
Don't delay! Prices good through 12/24!
All right, so we're just talking about elves. The things that we're tired of.
I'd like to duct tape that elf to Rudolph's rear bumper.
Yep. Bye-bye,
right, so at DougStephan.com today, we have a brief history of the ugly Christmas sweater and some of the other things. I've got tons of them. Well, this is the old fruitcake.
Yeah,
Richie, I'm still on to that fruitcake idea, by the way.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, it's too late now.
No, it isn't. We have come up with
sure it.
Sure
it is.
Fruitcake idea.
I think we should all take pictures of ourselves and get some kind of a launcher
and launch fruitcakes out into the pasture and watch the cows chase them.
Yeah, I'd totally do it.
Yeah, it'd be fun.
Good idea.
Yeah.
And then
like
we'll kill the cows.
Right.
Yeah.
Well, you might bean one cow in the butt and bounce off. You know, it'd be fun.
Yeah, that'd be fine. And they, by the way, they love that stuff.
I'm sure they do.
Love candy.
They're the only ones that like fruitcake.
Cookies, fruitcake, you name it.
They're the only ones that can eat it.
All right, so other things to think about in the final moments of our Christmas program together. Richie, Jennifer, Roberta, and I certainly wish you the very, very best. And suggest that you, if somebody comes to your house at the last minute, unannounced, or comes
ask
with
them
some
to
friends.
Ask them to leave.
I just kind of wanted to see how everybody would handle that.
Somebody be a party crasher.
Peek out the blinds, see who it is, and determine whether you want to open the door or not.
Keep the lights off. Right, or answer the phone with the or answer the door with a hacking cough. That always works too.
Really? Okay, so that's good. What else?
Well, I have I have certain music I put on when I want people to leave.
Yeah, like what is it?
It's just god awful, like heavy metal Christmas stuff.
Really?
And
there is such a thing as
heavy
metal Christmas stuff?
Yeah, you know, we have a collection of things that when we want people to leave, we just go, have you heard this album yet?
Wow. I don't know that.
And after the first song, they're like, you know, gee, it's getting late. I think I have to go now.
Mm-hmm. I always like to play my flugelhorn.
This is why I always keep a full refrigerator of well-crafted microbrews.
Or you can just play John Tesh.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, there you go.
It's fun to have people drop it.
Yeah,
yeah.
Twisted
Sister has a great heavy metal Christmas album.
I'll have you know, last night I went to a Christmas party at my friend Laura's house, who we had on the show a few weeks ago, talking about how back injuries cause relationship issues. And they were all abuzz about how exciting it was to hear Laura on the Good Day Show.
Very sweet.
Aww.
It's always good to be heard, and we hope to continue that tradition. It's 50 minutes past the hour on the Merry Christmas,
Merry
program.
Christmas.
Merry Christmas!
Merry Christmas!
Hi, I'm Angela Brawley with WellPoint. It's a sad fact that millions of babies are born too soon each year. The problem is big, but that shouldn't stop us. Together with the March of Dimes, we're helping moms in our community get the care they need to have full-term pregnancies and healthy babies. Help us raise awareness to give more babies a healthy start in life. Learn and do more at marchofdimes.com.
Final round time. If two's company and three's a crowd, what's 207?
A bar mitzvah?
Correct. Opportunity never knocks twice. Why not?
It's got sore knuckles?
Correct.
Yes.
How fast does Netflix let you watch TV episodes and movies?
Instantly, through your game console or other devices.
Correct! Watch unlimited TV episodes and movies for only $8 a month from Netflix. See terms of use.
Yeah.
Sir, put your shirt back on.
But I'm excited.
You're scaring the children.
Burglars love easy targets, like a dark house that looks like no one is home. Don't let your home be the next target. Make it look like someone is home watching television with fake TV. Fake TV is a small electronic device that makes the same light as a real television, so from outside it looks like someone is home watching TV. Fake TV plugs in just like a lamp on a timer, but is far more convincing to burglars. Fake TV deters burglars, costs far less than an alarm, comes with AC adapter, and is highly recommended by numerous police departments. Use it anytime you're away from home. To order your fake TV for only $34.95, go to faketv.com or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. Each additional fake TV is only $29.95, so get one for you and give one or more for Christmas. Now through Christmas, get free standard shipping on any quantity fake TV purchase. Call 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to faketv.com. FakeTV.com, the burglar deterrent.
That's the sound of your door being kicked in by an intruder with a single kick. That's the sound of the same door now protected by the Door Sentinel at MySafeDoor.com. Go to MySafeDoor.com right now and watch the amazing video. At MySafeDoor.com, you'll learn how to turn your home into a fortress with the Door Sentinel. 16 kicks later, and the Door Sentinel is still holding strong. MySafeDoor.com. That's MySafeDoor.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
The extension to the payroll tax cut. What do you know? We have a deal. I'm David Weiss, and this is News That Matters. With all that posturing, squabbling, and finger-pointing, any compromise to extend the payroll tax cut due to expire at the end of this year seemed out of reach. But under mounting pressure, House Republican leaders gave up their objection to extending the payroll tax cuts for 2 months. House Speaker John Boehner saying an agreement was reached with Senate Majority Leader Harry Reid to extend the cuts. Here's Speaker Boehner trying to sound as if there's nothing more important than the American people.
Middle-class families and small businesses are struggling, and they're making sacrifices, and I think this agreement will help our economy.
But the speaker reiterated this deal to extend the cuts by 2 months is not enough.
It's another short-term extension. This creates uncertainty for job creators.
So, if a two-month extension is what we have, but is not enough, what's next, Mr. Speaker?
The Senate will join the House in immediately appointing a conferees with instructions to reach an agreement on a full 1 year of payroll tax deduction.
Now, the Senate and House are expected to vote on this two-month extension deal before Christmas. How do we do that with so many members of Congress already gone for the holidays? Well, it's a process known as unanimous consent, which means only a few lawmakers need to be present, and votes are approved just as long as no one objects. Oh, and now that we have a deal on these payroll tax cuts, it won't take long for President Obama to board Air Force One, if he hasn't already. Destination? Hawaii. That's where the rest of the first family is right now, awaiting the president who stayed behind until this tax cut extension thing was worked out. Isn't this music from SpongeBob SquarePants? Now here's something else that will matter to you.
Hi, J.D. Davis for Snow Country. Brought to you by Smuggler's Notch, Vermont. America's family resort. Three interconnected mountains. Resort living with award-winning children's programs. Family fun guaranteed. Visit Smugs.com today. A little bit of snow into Wyoming, certainly sprucing up the terrain like at Jackson Hole. The recent half a foot of new snow and up over 60 runs. At Grand Targhee, their storm picked them up a foot of snow. They have all 74 runs open from five lifts, cruising to full operation at Grand Targhee. In Colorado, Wolf Creek is doing pretty well. They've scored almost a foot in the last week. They have all 77 runs with over 1,600 acres open at Wolf Creek. Schweitzer in Idaho at over 90 runs. They remain up to full operation. In the east, a touch of new snow to kick off the weekend and some colder temperatures will make a big difference. Whiteface in the Adirondacks on 20 runs. In southern Vermont, Stratton gets ready to celebrate their 50th anniversary this weekend. 8 miles of skiing at Stratton. Attitasher, New Hampshire with about a dozen runs, while at Ragged Mountain, the 6-passenger lift and 2 top-to-bottom runs. More at snowcountry.com. I'm Andy Davis for Good Day.
On Wall Street, a positive day for the market. The Dow finishing yesterday with a 62-point gain to 12,170. S&P up 10 points. NASDAQ up by 21. A big load of foreclosed homes being credited for a downswing in the cost of a house in the U.S. New numbers from the Federal Housing Finance Agency reveal home prices dropped 2.8% nationwide in October compared to the cost a year earlier. Parts of the country that include Nevada, Arizona, California, and Washington took the hardest hit. Storms creating chaos in Georgia and Louisiana. The metro Atlanta area was spared the brunt of the severe storms yesterday that rolled through North Georgia. The worst damage was in Floyd and Gordon counties, where at least one house was leveled and winds snapped trees. New Jersey's Republican Governor Chris Christie, who, once upon a time, said this about running for president.
I don't want to. I'm not going to. There's zero chance I will.
He was almost talked into it earlier this year before deciding against a run for the White House, but Governor Christie is now saying he would consider being Mitt Romney's running mate. Christie has endorsed Romney for president and says he would definitely listen if Romney wanted him on the ticket. And finally, with Christmas just 2 days away now, we certainly hope all those gifts we mailed get there on time. And speaking of that, yesterday was the busiest day of the year for the folks at UPS, United Parcel Service. There goes one of their trucks right now. Yesterday alone, UPS said they delivered nearly 26 million packages. A question for UPS driver Steve Curcio. What kind of things do you guys handle anyway?
Any and everything. From, honestly, a few years ago, we had a 5-foot alligator that someone decided to ship up through UPS and it broke open in our facility.
Oh, come on. That sounds like a crock to me. As for working at UPS, what does it take to be a driver, especially during the hectic holiday season?
You have to be a people person for this job. That's the bottom line. You don't think you'll last long if you're not going to be just miserable all the time, you know? It's a high and buy type of thing, but a minute here, a minute there, 30 seconds there.
Making contact and serving your customers well. Our current crop of elected officials could learn a thing or two from those UPS drivers. At least they deliver. I'm David Weiss. Have a wonderful and safe Christmas weekend. That's the news that matters.
My wireless internet bill was really adding up. So to save some money, I just used my neighbor's unpassword protected Wi-Fi for free.
It's unpassword protected because the signal doesn't go outside of the house. Now get off my couch.
Not to mention, I recharge my laptop for free.
Mm-hmm, not free.
And while I wait for all my downloads, they really need more bandwidth. I just grab a soda. Not much of a diet fan, but beggars can't be choosers.
You're not begging, you're just choosing.
Neighbors are great.
There's an easier way to save. Get online. Go to geico.com. Get a quote. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
Long range.